I can be changed by what happens to me, but I refuse to be reduced by it. And these powerful words are beginning this episode and were uttered by the formidable and delicious Maya Angelou, who did know something of struggle herself. Her parents divorced when she was very, very young. She was the recipient of racism and hatred based on her skin color. And then after suffering a sexual assault when she was young, her uncles attacked and killed the man who sexually assaulted her. Because in her mind that her telling of the sexual assault had ended in this gentleman's death, she became mute. She was so horrified and stricken by the fact that her words caused someone else's death. She was mute for a good portion of her childhood. Maya also said, "I'm convinced that the negative has power, and if you allow it to perch in your house, in your mind, in your life, it can take you over. Those negative words climb into the woodwork, into the furniture, and the next thing you know, they're on your skin. A negative statement is poison." And this really gorgeously ties in to what Diego San Miguel, my guest this week, talks about when he shares his miracle story, when he talks about what happened with a gentleman that he was treating one day and how those negative words, those negative ideas, how just a shift in perception, a shift in verbiage, it changed everything. Now, my guest this week is actually quite an astonishing human being. Besides for being a Taoist abbot, he's also a thought leader in the fields of spirituality, meditation, and Chinese medicine. He holds a president's and key executive's MBA. He's an entrepreneur, coach, and teacher as well. And he and I actually have a great discussion about what it looks like to find a teacher who's ethical and actually has something important to teach. It all goes back to humility and ethics and skill and all sorts of other things. But finding true teachers in this world is really a struggle. At any rate, it's time for the episode and my delightful conversation with Diego San Miguel.
So he showed up, so I talk into her, and she goes, "Well, come in and tell me the story." And then she goes, "He has only 7 days." And I'm like, "Does he know that?" And he said, "No, he doesn't. I don't have the..." Okay. So I bring it in and say, "Oh, Diego, don't tell him." And I'm like, "Well, technically, somebody has to tell him." Okay, let me talk to him. So I'm sitting with him and I'm like, "Do you know why you're here?" I'm like, "No, they told me that I need to see you." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah. So you have 7 days to leave."
The main question of the podcast is, have you ever witnessed or experienced an event in your life where you feel like you witnessed something magical or miraculous? I've had every kind of story that you can imagine. So I'd loved it. Have you share one?
Versus, like, to me at this point of my life, is be able to be grateful, and a magical situation is open my eyes every morning and have the bless and the gratitude to be able to have an extra day with my loved ones and help people, and be in service. That is one of my things. I have, thanks to this medicine, thanks to my training, I have seen miraculous transformation and people, they were terminal in terms of like, that's it. The doctor said, hey, you have 3 days to live. Let me just give you one of the stories is, you know, but the main one, it was, I got this person with, they called me, and at the time I have a clinic in Monterey. So they call me and they go like, hey, Diego, can I see you? I'm like, yeah, yeah, of course. And, you know, there are no accidents. So I have my afternoon, all of a sudden, every person cancel. And I'm like, that's odd. It's like, I wonder. Yeah. And I'm like, so this person shows up and it looks unrecognizable. I met with them 3 months previous. Yeah. And I say, well, I want to do medical qigong and stuff like that. And I say, well, this is what it's going to take. Yeah. It's like, you do the work. I'm here just to support you when you do your work. Yeah. And the way, sort of like going back to medical qigong, is like, whatever is manifesting in your body, call it any illness. Yeah. So especially if it's like, is chronic, what is manifesting is the fruit. Yeah. So the main issue is the root, because you can pluck the fruit out and then it sticks on, and within 9 months it will grow again. Yeah. So you need to trace it back into the root. And now when you have the root system, you had a better picture of why the fruit is there. So I had this conversation with this couple, and they called me a couple of days later and said, hey, we're going to do full-on Western. I'm like, great. I support you. And if anything happens, just let me know. I'm here for you guys. I don't believe the, well, Western is bad, Eastern is better, Ayurvedic is like, anybody have the right to choose whatever they feel is the best path. I don't think it's it. Nothing is good or bad. It's like, if you take this road, you have all these set of lessons. If you take this road, you have all these set of lessons. You're always learning something. So they call me and say, hey, can we see you this afternoon? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I look at my calendar and I have all cancellations here. And I'm like, this is odd. So I go, pick him up, and he was unrecognizable. And so the wife put me aside and I'm like, hey, we just come for a very famous institution. I'm not going to say the name, but they come for a very famous institution. Yeah. And they go, the radiologist at the time whisper on her ear, and I'm like, hey, we are killing him. You need to find someone who does medical qigong. And then he goes and tell her, it's like, if you ever share this with anyone, I will deny it. And she's like, we talked to a guy who does medical qigong, and I'm not taking to him. So he show up, so I talking to her, and she goes, well, come in and tell me the story. And then she goes, he has only 7 days. And I'm like, does he knows that? And he said, no, he doesn't. I don't have the, okay. So I bring it in and say, oh, Diego, don't tell him. And I'm like, well, technically, yeah, somebody have to tell him. Well, and I'm like, okay, let me talk to him. So I'm sitting with him and I'm like, do you know why you're here? I'm like, no, they told me that I need to see you. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So you have 7 days to live. And then he goes, that's BS. And he started yelling and screaming. It's like, oh, at least it's fighting. Yeah. It's like, it's something is there. It's like, you haven't given up yet. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not giving up. And this is, and I'm like, great. That's the attitude that we need. And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, well, we all gonna die. That's part of the tour, yeah. But from here, from today, for this moment, and to the day you die, how you wanna live the rest of your life? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you're in a plane. The plane is about to crash. Yeah. So you have 2 minutes to live. You want to go like, I don't want to die. Or you want to say, oh, finally, I get to go home. Which one is it? The end result won't change. You die. You say, well, I don't want to die. That's not an option. Yeah, that's not the option. So he goes, well, I don't want to die. I say, okay, let's do this. I want you to come back tomorrow. And I'm out. And your homework is like, tell me why you want to live. Not why you don't want to die. I need to find out what is the reason that you want to continue doing. And he goes, okay. So he leaves, come back the next morning. And he goes, I want to leave. And he gave me a few other. I said, that's wonderful. Okay. And we start working with him. He was doing all these exercises and like Qigong exercises to break stagnation, everything. And he was with us for 7 months. He was teaching Bible studies, and the test results, the doctors didn't know. I said, I don't know what these guys are doing. Continue with them. Yeah. He goes, don't come back. I don't know what he's doing, but just keep going. Yeah. And he was around for, he got another 7 months. And, you know, it was time for him to go. And he did. And he thanked us, you know, and he's like, we're given an extra 7 months to stand with his family. So that was one of the miracles that I have experienced with this training, yeah, with this medicine.
That's beautiful. And I do think it's really fascinating with some of the books I've read around just healing and alternative ways of healing is, and I'm sure you would agree, the stories we tell ourselves are so important as far as how much power we give death or loss or sorrow or hope or whatever. The stories we tell ourselves are so important. And I loved how you kind of redirected him and said, why do you want to live? Give me a list. Because then he is reminded of what's precious to him in this life and why he wants to live. And that alone is an incredibly powerful practice, I think.
So if you think about what you said, yeah. So if it's like, if you look at a mom, they lose a child in a car accident, that happened once. And the mom's brain, it happens every single minute of the day. That accumulation of energy, it will crystallize and it will generate and it will make the energy stagnant in some part of the body. It usually manifests in different parts of the body. So it's important that story, yeah, is like, is how you talk to them. Like if my wife and I, we have this thing when I go like, I'm such a dork. Yeah. Or I did something like I yell something about myself and she goes, hey, don't talk about my husband that way. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks. Or she say something, you know, like, oh, I screwed up and I'm like, hey, don't talk about my wife that way. Yeah. And it's a quick reminder, and you need that in your life, because I usually tell students, like, why you always say the negative? Why you always see this piece? And I'm like, why? What do you mean? I say, well, tell you a story. What happened? I got kicked out of a panel of like, they call them like gurus, sifus, and it was a bunch of different traditions. Yeah. And I'm the last one. And they were talking about the last question of the panel was, what will happen? What is the magical place where people can get? And everybody was given this. I was in the Tibet and I was in the Himalayas. I was in India. I was in the jungle or somewhere. And everybody's telling the stories about if you want to get real enlightenment, you have to go there. And then there goes me. And I'm like, that sucks. And that's how I start. That sucks. Because you telling all these people and the audience, they most likely cannot afford. Yeah. I don't think anybody will be able to spend 2 months meditating in the river. Yeah. Right next to a river. No, like no one, like another way to living. Yeah. That's another thing that I tell people is, hey, make sure if you train with a teacher, make sure that he eat McDonald's. At some point of the life, yeah, McDonald went to a Denny's at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and that's your teacher, not the one that has been grazing cattle in the valley of the Himalayas. That you won't be able to relate to your training, to your life. And at the beginning, yeah, eventually after that while it will, but in the beginning, it's like you need someone that you can relate to. But then and I was like, well, what about the tremendous beauty of a piece of weed growing between the cracks of the concrete on the street? That's beautiful. How about going to a park and seeing a squirrel, you know, playing? That's a beauty thing. So like, it doesn't have to be this magical thing. It's like, you can find beauty anywhere.
Alright everyone, that's it. Another episode in the books. And I need to thank my guest, Diego, for being such a gracious and amazing guest. And I think this is a really, really good reminder, once again, that the words we use, they can either help us or they can hurt us. And the words we use with others can either help them or hurt them. Just like Maya Angelou said earlier, in this episode, negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative sayings, they can become toxic. And so it might urge us all a little bit to just be kinder to ourselves, be kinder to others, and be kinder to this world. I know I need reminders because I am far from perfect. And so interviews like these and reminders like Diego's story, I need them, and I hope they resonate with you as well. So thanks to Diego for telling his story, and I'm grateful to each and every one of you who listen. And thanks for being patient, because I did drive across the U.S. last week, and so I took a weekend off. I hope you won't hold it against me, but I did need some time to just decompress. And that being said, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for your ratings and your reviews. And please do consider sharing the podcast with those you love. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Diego. Use shiny words, beautiful words, gorgeous words to describe yourself, to talk about your friends, to talk about those people in your life, to talk about this world. Use positive words and positive language to change the state of your health as well as the state of your mind. And I guarantee that so very soon, your world, both inside and out, will become a shinier and more beautiful place.